Praise be to our God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Praise His name tonight. Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. Amen. So I'm part of our Bibles tonight. Genesis chapter 18. I'm real encouraged tonight. I'm glad to see everyone is able to come. And, I'm sure you all heard, it's supposed to be a tornado come this way. I think we're doing okay. I don't know, did you guys hear a tornado somewhere? He left us alone. Praise the Lord. They go north of town then, is that what? I would act surprised, but the Lord told me it was. But so it said turn northward. I said, okay, we'll be all right. You know, not to be sacrilegious or anything, but when we sing I Know the Master of the Wind, we either do or we're just singing a nice tune and or just lying through our teeth, and that'll ruin your testimony. But when you say, no, I know the master of the wind. Amen. And even what jurisdiction God has allowed the devil to have in this life, we understand that even as benefactors now of the resurrection, he is still subject to us. Amen. So even the judgments that come on the earth, until we're gone, we have power over these things. Amen. That's true. Amen. We were given that. Adam was given it in the beginning. And I believe what the message said, all that Adam lost has been restored back. Hallelujah! Maybe those seals are more than sermons. I don't know. Power of God unto salvation. Thank the Lord. Everything, I'm real happy because, you know, first day of school and things, and had college last night, busy few days. And you always just want to know as a minister, Lord, do I have the right inspiration? I believe with my heart that I do. Those here Sunday, what the Lord spoke to us, man, wow. I went back and even, it's not even me. Like, I even look at myself, or what things that were said, let me put it that way, and say, what a revelation. What a revelation. Faith to fall, you know, and how do you pull that out of there? Well, we didn't, brother, sister. God gave it to us. He gave us a message. That's right. And I'm sold out. Lock, stock, barrel. This is it. We've got the truth. And it's going to see us through. So, let's go to Genesis 14. Genesis 14. And I'm going to skip some of this. It's when the kings of Sodom, Gomorrah, and others go to war. And I don't want to fumble through all these names. So, go through it later on. We'll just pick up in verse 8. And they went out, the king of Sodom, the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zor. And they joined battle with them in the vale of Shittim, with Chedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elsar, four kings with five. And the vale of Shittim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there. And they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods and departed. And there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, the brother of Aher. And these were confederate with Abram. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. See, Dad, you can say left and right. It's all right. We don't have to always say east and west. He gets on me all the time about that. The right, the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot and his goods, and the women also, and the people. I'd like to stop tonight and speak on Abram, the active intercessor. Active intercessor. Let's bow our heads before the Lord with every head bowed. I trust your heart as well. Is there a need you'd like to lift up to Him with a raised hand? Say, Father, you know what's behind this hand. And I come believing you're still the same God you always were. You're still the master of the wind. You're the master of my circumstance. Let's pray with all of our heart. Heavenly Father, Thank you, Lord, for gathering the saints again tonight. I thank you, Lord, that your promises never fail, Lord, where two or three come together. You are here, Lord, and we believe that with all our hearts. We've come in the name of Jesus Christ, and we come against the enemy, Lord. We come against anything that the devil's done in our lives or those around us, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you be glorified out of this service. May the kingdoms of the devil be pushed back, Lord, and may the glory of God shine forth in this last day. Though the world be dark, though it be gross darkness that can be felt, Thank you, Lord, that light has shined on us and we can arise and be in the glory of God. Let us not take this night lightly. And may we take it as the privilege that it is that you've invited us to your presence once again. And may that presence shine through our lives. Lord, expose darkness. Take it far from us. Heal sickness. Deliver the backslid, Lord, and bring each one of us where we ought to be with you. Hear the heart's cry of your people, I pray. You're the only one who knows what we need, Lord, and we pray that you'll fulfill that in our lives today. Speak through my lips, Lord God, but hear through every heart that's here. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Hallelujah. You know, intercessory work is it's a large part of being a Christian, brother, sister. When God has bestowed on you and God's kingdom, how it works, the kingdom of God, like Brother Branham said, eternal life is living for others. So everything that goes in the Christian walk always goes living for others, brother, sister. I believe when we get to heaven, I don't think we're going to have a bunch of selfish people just concerned with themselves. What's going to make it so glorious is everyone cares about everyone. Everyone loves everyone. Everyone, you know, like I said before, I love when everyone can just hug each other, shake hands, and there ain't no funny feelings. And people think it's impossible. Well, no, you just got to do it and quit being a big baby. That's what you got to do. Get over your feelings. Say, you know what? At the end of the day, I want to go to heaven. Amen. And who in their right mind would say, I want that person to go to hell? That ain't right, brother, sister. If you desire anybody to go to hell, I'm telling you, you ain't got eternal life just yet. Jesus even looked Judas in the face and gave him a chance. Come on now. He knew he'd betray him. He said it many times, but he still never just bawled him out, exposed him. Even when he came, he says, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? Hallelujah! You're going to be too quiet on me tonight, aren't we? But intercessory work is a part of your experience that you cannot get rid of, brother, sister, and it's probably one of the hardest things you got to do. Because the intercessory, the way Christ wants you to, your flesh ain't going to like it. Hallelujah. You know what? You have to inconvenience yourself a little bit to try to help someone else. And I've learned too many believers aren't really interested in inconvenience. Amen. They don't want to come to church if there might be a storm on the way. Just bring it on right home right quick. Isn't that right? Look, we either got it or we don't. We either got the Holy Ghost. He's either God Almighty. Either the love of God's been shed abroad in my heart, or it's just me. I'm just wasting my time. I might as well just go be a psychologist because I might be better than them other guys. But other than that, I can't help nobody. And you can't help nobody. But somebody already helped every man and woman that's ever walked on this earth. There was one intercessor who stood in the gap between God and man, and that was the man Christ Jesus. And that same God, as we just read, we are heirs of the Father. Amen. We are joint heirs with the Son. What is that? We are flesh, brother, sister. Amen. God in spirit, that wasn't our headship. That was our headship. I didn't mean that. Our inheritance was made flesh, brother, sister. Amen. That's why we are joint heirs with the Son, back to the same Godship that Jesus Christ had. Amen. And if the same Jesus that walked the shores of Galilee constantly was interceding for those around him, was constantly standing in the gap for those who couldn't believe. Standing for those who didn't understand but said, God, you know, have mercy. Father, have mercy on them. They don't know what they do. Constantly interceding. Don't tell me you've received the same Spirit in you and it doesn't do the same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Abram had to go a good deal to go intercede for his denominational brother. Oh, we don't like that, do we? I mean, if he was in the message, all right, maybe then I'd inconvenience myself. But that guy? How about this? How about not just the backslid brother? How about your enemy? Amen. Hallelujah. That's where you find out you really got something or not. Not just the man that thinks he's your enemy, but the one that lets you know he's your enemy. Yeah. Right. Hallelujah. I don't know what's going on. I've already spit on my glasses twice. And I go look and it just keeps reflecting in my eyes. So it's bothering me a little bit. But anyways, here's Lot. We know Lot is only in the condition he's in from his own dumb fault. He didn't have to go that way. He was given the choice. Where do you want to go, Lot? Abram said, I don't care. You go wherever you want. He says, that looks awful nice. Went that way. Sure enough, here come havoc. Isn't that right? And the second you leave what you know is the real commandment of God and go some different direction, don't be surprised when the trials come around. Because that's what's going to happen. The second you leave God, look, going through trials is the way of life anyways. Life's hard. It don't matter what you serve the Lord or not. It's going to be hard. But I'm going to tell you, going life alone is a whole lot harder than going through life with the Lord Jesus. Amen. And here was Lot. Tell me what power Lot had over these kings. Nothing. It told us very plainly, they took Lot, they took all his stuff, they took all his wife, they took all his kids. So anytime you start getting, well, I don't know, does this message really work? Or maybe I should go back to denomination things. Let me just show you, it don't work out there, brother, sister. And we've had plenty of witnesses come out of Sodom and say, you don't want to go down there. Amen. I've done been in there. You don't need none of that. You're not missing out on anything. And if we just quit trying to experience ourselves and just say, you know what, I'm going to believe the testimony of somebody else. We stay out of a lot of trouble. Too many times, man's got to go experiencing themselves, don't we? We're just dumber than rocks sometimes. It's just to bring it what it is spiritually. Well, I don't know if this is bad. Somebody says, brother, that thing backslid me for years. You better stick away. And you say, well, I'll just try. It's the man who's put his hand in the oven, pulled it out, it's burnt to a crisp. And he says, you know what? You might not want to do this. And you say, well, you sure, brother? Yeah, I got the evidence right here. You see all these scars from the last 20 years of my life? And I'm going to tell you how easy it is. I know Brother Branham said that. But come on.
That's right.
I mean, I know the Bible says, but I mean, do I really? Come on. This sounds really hard, though. Well, yeah, it is. And here was Abram seeing his brother in a whole lot of trouble. But Abram weighed the cost, brother, sister, that many of us overpass too often. This man, and this was just his natural life. How much more us, the stewards of eternal life? Do we weigh the cost enough to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to have to inconvenience myself. I'm going to have to take all my soldiers away from what they were, not soldiers, my people. Take them away from what they're doing. Pretend we're trained soldiers and go fight off five kings.
Right.
But you know what he did? He recognized, I'm Abram, now the Hebrew. He's got a promise. He didn't before, now he does. And he says, I know wherever I go, he's going to be with me. So if he's with me, I'm not afraid of kings. I got a brother down there that needs help.
Amen.
And I'm coming after him. Hallelujah. Now, too many times believers, at least I'm trusting believers anyhow, they want, a lot of times they want to be intercessors. But you cannot be an intercessor unless you're already in communion with God first.
Right.
As I've said before, Lot couldn't do nothing for himself. When later on, when Lot gets in trouble again, he couldn't do nothing for himself. Who was the only one that could help Lot was Abram. And Abraham, the same, we understand. The man that had communion with God. The man that had a relationship with God Almighty. And this has happened many times in the Bible. You'll find a man who seeks God, and God hears him in intercessory. There's others that try to seek God, but they don't have a relationship with God. So they try to intercede for somebody else, and it just doesn't work, brother, sister. And we'll fall flat on our faces, too, if we try to intercede our own way and not go God's way. Abram didn't backslide to go get Lot. He didn't say, I'm going to go to Sodom. He says, I'm going to get my brother out of there.
Right. Yep.
Come on. And you can keep reading. I was going to save it for Sunday, but the second the king of Sodom said, oh, you know, you deserve some money for this. Let me pay for what happened. He says, don't you dare give me one thing. I don't want one shoe latchet. Because this, what I did, was not for your glory. It was for the glory of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Exactly.
We reap rewards and things from God in this age, but if that's why you're doing it, you're wrong.
Amen.
And I don't really believe in this reaping from the world stuff. Oh, man, just gotta. If that were true, Brother Branham would have took those millions. Come on. If that were true, we'd all be sitting real good right now, real pretty, huh? We wouldn't have to worry about finances or troubles or heartaches. That ain't the way it goes, brother, sister, when you're a real Christian. Moses one time, as we understand, Moses was God's mouthpiece in his day, and he had a relationship with God to where God said, you know, I speak to prophets in a certain way, but not with Moses. I speak to Moses a little bit closer than even that. I speak him lip to ear. He knows exactly what I'm getting at every time. This man had a relationship with God. And then look, what happened the second his people began to sin? Brother, sister, with some of our attitudes, the second that brother began to sin, man, good thing we don't have that relationship yet. So we'd have blasted that guy into hell as fast as we could. But God, give us grace, thank the Lord, that we're learning that we don't need to be like that. That ain't the right. That's our spirit. The spirit of Christ will always intercede for that man. And here was Moses standing. He knew the judgment of God had already gone forth. Thus saith the Lord was, I'm wiping them all out. And I'm starting over with you, Moses. Moses was like, yeah, that's right. I'm the only believer. Yeah, that's right. I'm it. I'm the one. That wasn't his attitude, was it? His attitude is he threw himself in the breach, his brother ran and preached. Comes out, I'll just read the scripture to you real quick. It's Exodus 32, 31. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and he stops himself. And if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book which thou hast written. Sure. He doesn't even finish his thought about him forgiving. He goes to the other side. If you're not going to forgive him, then forget it. Just take me out of this whole picture. That's divine love, brother, sister. That's true intercessory. That isn't intercessory with a reserve or a plan B or you know, if this goes sour, I've got a way out. This was blot my name out of the book. No man can do that. Man's too selfish to handle that. But God Almighty, when he had the choice, he could have just lived in the heavens forever. He didn't have to come down. But he saw the need that you had, brother, sister. He saw that death must be paid. And he interceded in such a way. He said, I'll die for you unreserved. Amen. Don't tell me Moses had the strength to do this as a man like any mortal would. This was Christ in Moses expressing himself out. This was Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, standing in his prophet. Amen. Say, don't condemn them, Father. That's right, brother, sister. And we understand that the Lord, look, he's still a righteous judge. He held off the judgment, but look, if you don't believe it, you're still going to be done at the end. As I said about Abram here, Abram stood in the gap for Lot. He got him out. He did what he could. He got him to a meeting. He got him healed. Come on. He got him delivered. He did what he could. But at the end of the day, Abram can't make him elected. You know what? Even though he recognized he couldn't do that, did that stop him from helping him anyways? I'll get to that in a little bit, but we got a little bit too much of a, well, I love the bride. No, you don't love nobody yet. You either love everyone or you don't love no one. That's right. And if you've got partiality, that's when you know you're being carnal. And the Bible says you can't do that. That's sin, brother, sister. And it goes beyond. That's what I'm saying. We've got to get beyond our ability to intercede. I could intercede for my children. And we've got promises for that. I'll get to that in a minute. I could intercede for my family quite easily. I could stand in the gap. But how much harder is it to put yourself, again, in your enemy's way of fire? In the way of a backslid brother. In a way of a man who had his chance at the message and turned it down. But is still trying to serve God somehow. That's what God had figured. That's what Abram was looking at in this situation, brother, sister. There's no such thing as being a passive intercessor. It's called hope. That's called, well, maybe. Maybe it'll work out fine. That's not intercessory, brother, sister. That's a lottery ticket. And I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to lose. I don't care if Joe down the road won one time. You ain't going to win this one. Because God don't run on chances. God runs on absolutes. Amen. Amen. There ain't no rolling the dice. There ain't no flipping the coin. You either believe it and receive it or you won't be nowhere near it. Because there's another time, brother, sister, where two kings were looking for someone to intercede between them and God. King Ahab and King Jehoshaphat. How many knows the story? And they got all them prophets. Man, they had a good old time, didn't they? Having a good old shouting meeting. Come on. Man, we got quiet. Why can't you? That don't mean you can't shout. Wouldn't I say that? They began to get everyone riled up and things. And Jehoshaphat, I just love a real spiritual man, could just sit back and say, this looks good. I'm not against it. He never said, let them stop prophesying. What'd he say? Do you got one more? Yep. You sure this is... Can we look at... I mean, these quotes you put in line here in these scriptures, I mean, it looks good, but something not right. You sure you can't find me one more? And make sure don't say the exact opposite of what you just got done telling me. It's like these people have had to look at, say we're already in the millennium. my goodness. And I've watched them. So you're just not even, it's called intellectual honesty. You're just not even being real. You're trying to see something that you know is not there. What is that? That's a delusion. Where does that come from? The devil, brother, sister. If you're afraid that your belief is going to get exposed, you ain't got the real thing yet. But when you know where you stand, you can be just like Moses. I don't care if anyone else is here. I can talk God face to face because I've done it before. And I see brothers in need. I see a whole nation about to perish. We see a whole world about to perish. And I know I'm the only one who can do anything about it. What a responsibility has been handed to us, brother, sister. And then we wonder what we go through. Are you using it for the kingdom? Maybe God's trying to get you desperate so you'll intercede for your loved ones like you're supposed to be. Amen. And I keep saying you, but I need to say we, brother, sister, because too many times, it's just the run of life. That's why Jesus warned us about the cares of this life. We begin to care so much about things happening in our own lives that we begin to lose the love for the people. We begin to get selfish. And the first thing down the tubes is our intercessory for others. Because usually by the time you get to praying, what happens? You feel so bad about how you've been anyways, you got to spend all day on you. You don't even get to nowhere else. Like I said, you've got to already have a relationship with God. You can't tell me I'm going to help you get out of prison and you're stuck in the next cell. All right? You need to be out already. And if we're sitting here fumbling around with the keys trying to figure out how to get out of our cell, yeah, I understand. You ain't going to really be able to help nobody else. But if you recognize the door's not locked, the door was already open, the key of faith's been in your hand the whole time, if you just go ahead and walk out, you'll be just fine. When you come back to God, when you've made a mistake, when you've got faith to fall down, and get back up, brother, sister. Don't sit there and make yourself totally worthless. Say, God, you knew I was going to do that. I come through the blood. I believe I've got the Holy Ghost. And I see a brother in need.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I don't know anybody else who's going to pray for this. Look, us pastors, us ministers can only pray so much, brother, sister. We only know so many people. You are God's agent where you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And as we said, Ahab and Jehoshaphat, Let me keep reading. I'll find it here. It's in 1 Kings 22. Just listen to me tonight. It says, then the king of Israel called an officer and said, hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Judah sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, trying to be an intercessor without a real relationship with God. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaiah, made him horns of iron and said, thus saith the Lord, with these thou shalt push the Syrians until thou hast consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to Micaiah spake unto him, saying, behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak.
Amen.
So he came to the king. I like that. Not to just some peasant somewhere where, you know, if they reject me, no big deal. This is the king. He's about to tell him what's going to happen to him. He says, and he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or should we forbear? And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tellest me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? You can find that hypocrite. As long as you're saying good about them, man, they'll support you all the way. Oh, yeah, I love this message. This is great. And then you start digging through your life and say, prosper, but you got the Holy Ghost yet? Well, no. I don't care about serpency. We don't even talk about that right now. Don't even talk about really even baptism at this point, because you need to receive the Spirit or you ain't going to understand it anyways. Look, that's the Gentile way, brother, sister. And I know God's merciful. He can do it any way He wants to. Any way we have to drag Him, He'll let us. We're His children, brother, sister. And sometimes we kick and scream and fuss and fight. And He's got to spank us. But if we just do it the right way, we would already believe it. We'd receive the Holy Ghost, and then we get baptized as a witness like the Bible told us to. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. And I appreciate this prophet so much. He said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills, as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And I'll just stop there because you get the idea. Here was one prophet who had a real relationship with God, who was able to intercede to where it even looked like he changed God's mind. Oh my, what a relationship, brother, sister. People, look, if people don't think you're God, you're probably not living close enough yet. You show me where they haven't done it to a man. There should be, now I'm not saying the real believers, now other believers will know, they know the difference, but unbelievers ought to say, are you sure? There's something about this guy. There's something about, there's something different here. You know, when he prays, things happen. When he says things, it's a little bit different than when, you know, the denominator, when Lot says it, it just doesn't get nowhere. You know, when Moses interceded, the wrath of God was stayed. When Zedekiah interceded, well, we all died. Brother, sister, and that's the main thing, and I don't mean to dwell on this long, but we got to know that the hypocrisy is out of our hearts before we try to intercede. You've got to know that you're not, you can't lead people to life if you're not living it. Amen. And if you're full of unbelief, don't expect your family to believe you. No matter how much you can prove it, combing through the Bible and show them doctrinally, that's fine, brother, sister, but that only goes so far. We've got to get past information and recognize we are totally dependent on true God-given revelation. And revelation comes by truth and by a life that's alive, brother, sister. True faith is revelation. True revelation is by faith, brother, sister. I know I've got a quote for that. Let me find it real quick. I'll skip and come back to this. He said, in works his faith expressed, 1965. That's for difference between James and Paul here explaining about Abraham. They never contradicted one another. They was both the same married. So is faith that doesn't produce works. Anyone has a right to doubt your testimony.
That's right.
Glory to God. Oh, brother, I applied the token. Really? Show me one sign you did. Something goes bad and you say, oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, have mercy. No, God's having mercy. Praise God, He heard my prayer.
Amen.
The whole life fell apart. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Actually, I was in the office and I just got done reading this and this thought came to me. I read it's Zacchaeus the businessman. How many knows the story of Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a man that wanted to see God, but he was still a little too ashamed, but God was moving on his heart, and Brother Bram illustrates about his wife praying for him. Isn't that right? It says, little Rebecca out at home. And he says this, let me find it real quick. He says, Rebecca had seen all this, and she was anxious that her husband could once sit where Jesus of Nazareth was. And she understood that he was to be in Jericho, her city, that day. And she got to praying for him. Now before when I say active intercession, if you don't have prayer involved, you're not being active.
That's right.
Now, you might have to do more than that. I'll get to that in a minute. Don't just pray when the situation comes on. You might have to get up like Abram, suit up and do something. All right? We're not monks. But if you didn't pray, you wasted your time.
Right.
Amen. Amen. That's right. All right. It says, I hope there's many Rebeccas here tonight that you will pray for your husband that sometime Jesus will pass their way. And she prayed all night and as we make it a drama. And you know, when someone goes to praying for you sincerely, you don't get no rest. You can tell there is something taking place. And then going towards morning, we'd say Zacchaeus made a habit of getting up rather late because perhaps we'll say he had a restaurant, his management and so forth, take care of this business. But that morning he got up real early, groomed himself real nice and put on his best garments. And Rebecca, after praying through that night and seeing he was very restless, and listen, Rebecca, when you see your Zacchaeus getting kind of restless, just remember, God is answering prayer. You see, that's the way it happens. I don't like it that way. That's the way it happens. When you see him getting so he can't give you a good word, just remember, keep holding on. It isn't long till God is going to pass by that way. And I could keep, you can go read it yourself. This is powerful. But brother, sister, when I think, and many times where I've seen a couple, where you have one man serving the Lord one night or one woman and vice versa. Praise the Lord, I haven't had to be in this particular myself. But what does it is when the unbelieving spouse becomes irate, mean, angry. And when you finally, as a Christian, put on the armor of faith. Come on now. And say, Praise God, He allows this to happen. I still love you. I'm still praying for you. I'm not going to fight back. That's what all of a sudden breaks that demon spirit's power, don't it? It says, oh man, this is real love. Oh, and the devil hates real love. Trust me, brother, sister. He don't know what to do with it. Remember, what's the power above everything? Perfect love is what casts out all fear. Perfect love is what destroys the devil in every case, brother, sister. When you begin to love that person beyond yourself, beyond it, that's true intercession. Can you say amen? We've actually had more. That was all inspiration, but some of you know firsthand that's exactly right. And when you find the one who fights back and stews and wants to argue, you don't see that work out just right. Why? Because hate doesn't help hate. Fear don't help fear. Actually, the opposite of love is fear, brother, sister. And the second we recognize it and cast out fear and quit dictating our lives by fear and quit being terrified of what Mr. Boogeyman Devil might do, realize, again, I know the master of the wind, and He's not a stranger. He loves me. He loves me with love I can't explain with words. What in the world do I got to be afraid about? And that's why when you intercede for someone else, why should it be easy for us? Because we know the great cost it was for the master to intercede for you and I. When we were His enemy, when we ran away from Him, when we disbelieved Him, when we turned our back, His hand kept reaching, 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 interceding before the Father. Have mercy on them, Lord. Have mercy on them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. I bore this sin on my back. Don't let it get to your throne. Hallelujah. Glory to God. True faith, brother, sister, it lives. True intercession will produce action when it's necessary.
Amen.
Let me finish that quote I was reading. So is faith that doesn't produce works. Anyone has a right to doubt your testimony. Yep. I'm trying to keep reading, but that is a powerful statement, brother, sister. Anybody.
Right.
That includes your brothers.
Yep.
That includes your sister. That includes your children. That includes your parents. That includes your pastor. That includes the other brothers. When your works ain't lining up, they have a right to doubt it. All right. Now do you hear it? Before we start the prayer line, if your faith doesn't produce works with it, you can't make anyone believe that you're healed. Say, well, I don't know. See, well, yeah, sure. I got all the faith in the world. You don't. Because if you got faith and works is married to faith, the husband and wife, one identifies the other one. And as we talk about Abraham, every time when you bring in James and Paul, they're saying the same thing, brother, sister. He believed God and it was accounted unto him unto righteousness. And what did he do? He prepared for the promise. He believed for the promise. He did what God told him to. Sure, he made his mistakes, but God had mercy and he got back on track. And he kept believing this promise, brother, sister. And he knew he was heir of all the world. So there's my brother in trouble. He knew his position and he acted upon it. And he brought his lost brother back. Isn't that right?
Amen.
And he did all that he could, brother, sister. And sometimes, I'm not saying this about your loved ones because I believe the promise of Rahab. I believe the promise of the token for our families, brother, sister. And it might sound like it's genetics, but God orchestrated this the way he did. He said, thine and thine house shall be saved.
Amen.
There's a gene that goes beyond our flesh and blood, but we know our families are part of our promise.
Amen.
Not just salvation. I believe they're supposed to be part of this bride just the same as we are.
Yes, sir.
But when it comes to someone outside, and this sound, I know this sounds cut and dry, but look, you might only be able to get them to salvation. Wouldn't you rather them be saved, though?
Yes, sir.
And get over your feelings. Realize, oh, they... Brother Lot hurt me. He made me go down this bad way. He made me have all kinds of trials. Praise God. Maybe you actually grew some character for once in your life.
Amen.
Glory to God. Did anybody tell me you were successful in Christ when everything was going easy? If anything, you fought being backslid every day. So when things get rough, all of a sudden, a real believer begins to say, you know what? I need to make sure I stay in communion. I need to keep making sure I stay. You know, hallelujah. Rebecca, keep on. That's right. Amen. There ain't nobody good, brother, sister. It's not our intercessory. It's not our ability. It's literally that Christ has to come into us. And that's what makes us the intercessor that we ought to be. That's what gives legs to our faith. As Brother Branham, one time he was talking to a man who kept trying to get good enough to get saved, to get good enough to be a Christian. He said, Brother Branham, I just need to get rid of cigarettes. Brother Brennan said, I don't want to talk about that one bit right now. He said, do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? Yeah, I believe, Brother Billy, but I just got these. He said, would you stop bringing them up? He said, look, stop it. It don't have nothing to do. Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, died for your sins, and you're ready to be forgiven and baptized in His name? He said, yes, I am with all my heart. I always believe that. And he has to convince him that. And let me read you what he says. He says, now I said, I want to say something. Every man is this prison house. Who's holy? Somebody raise your hand and say, you holy without the Lord now. No, not at all. We're not stupid. Who is that one that wasn't born by sex? Who is that one that can help the other? No matter what he is, we're all in the same prison. But God made Himself one of His creations and come beyond sex through the holy blood that He created Himself. Amen. And through that blood, He redeemed us. Amen. Why can you intercede? It's because you know what your brother's going through. We've been in prison just the same as they have. We know what it's like to feed on the things of the world. We know what it's like to be a sinner. We know what it's like to live in pleasures of the devil and reap a manifold temptation against ourselves. We know all about that, brother, sister. And we can understand what they're going through. We can understand what they're thinking. And as long as you don't recognize there's a chance for them to be saved, you'll never intercede with the Spirit of God. You only intercede with your own thought. And what usually happens then? Well, if it's the Lord's will, I guess. Well, at least, you know, it's the life I'm living. Yeah, how about you live it? And you know what? If you're living a life, you say things. I know our life testifies. I understand that. But if your mouth ain't saying nothing about it, then you're not really testifying. It wasn't a spoken body, all right? He was still the spoken word. The word and the body are the same. We understand it. But Jesus talked. I mean, where do we get all this? All right? So God, that's what we all need to pray. Lord, open my lips, take away my shame, and let me just say what I really know is on my heart. And with what motive? If you're still blind, well then no, don't waste your time. Right? If you're still down, don't expect somebody else to believe. Especially in your family that you're trying to intercede for. You need to be sold out that you believe. Or you're going to be just like Jesus said. You're going to be the brother with a beam in his eye. Walking and saying, man, brother, are you sure you're eating just a little too much? I said, hey, brother, you ever got the Holy Ghost? Well, no, I ain't worried about that. But don't you think you just should lay back? See, why are you worried about his little mote in his eye that he might be dealing with? And you got a whole beam in your eye because you don't even know if you're saved or not. Right. Yep. Hallelujah.
Come on. Praise Jesus.
You got to know that you're saved. We just sang about it, but we need to say, I am an heir of the Father. I am saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Got the life of God in me. I don't need to make this up. I know it's here.
Amen.
Hallelujah! That's what makes you a good intercessor, brother, sister. God has given you sight, but what are you doing with it?
What?
Do we just sit back and as brother? Now look, there's a time where you've told a man, you've warned him all you can, and he just keeps walking off the cliff. There's nothing you can do about that. But you've got a voice. Use it for the kingdom.
Amen.
He said, if the blind lead the blind, they'll all fall in the ditch. That isn't for us to sit back and say, well, look at them dying. Isn't that great? It's to give you such a thirst to say, God, can I do anything to shed light enough that someone's eyes could be opened?
Sure.
And when we begin to stand like Moses did with the real Spirit of Christ on us, you'll look at those. When I think of my students, when you think of your coworkers, and you really finally get in that channel where you ought to be all the time, doesn't it just start breaking you down? You start shedding your pride. You don't care what anybody says about you, what it does. All you care about is, can I get the word to them?
Amen.
Hallelujah! Glory to God. Listen to this. Look how important it is that our lives match up with this word as believers in this day. You a believer today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's right. Brother Branham says this in Souls That Are in Prison, 1963. He says, you know, you might not be even on a church book, but it might be your righteous life that's holding the wrath of God from the world today.
Amen.
The world won't believe it. You woman that's called holy rollers, you little man that don't hardly know anything, but you cry to God day and night for the sins of the country, you might be the one that's holding off the wrath. If I can find 10, I'll spare it. If I can find 10, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be. See what I mean? Not if I can find 10 Methodists. Not if I can find 10 Baptists. Not if I can find 10 Pentecostals. If I can find 10 athletes. If I can find 10 sinners. If I can find 10 ministers. But if I can find 10 righteous. There is one righteous. That's Christ. Christ living in one, them 10. See, I'll spare it. So it's not even us being righteous, brother, sister. That's not what God's looking for. He's looking for His righteousness in you.
Amen.
And God has revealed that through the seals, that that righteousness is in the bride of Christ. It's the same. If we believe that He's died and taken away our sins, we have to believe that He's taken us in such a way we're back to His same.
Amen.
The same position of holiness that God has. You know what? That makes it you have a lot more faith to intercede then. When you recognize that I have been forgiven, I have not only been forgiven, but redeemed and commissioned.
Yes, sir. Amen.
We've got an order from the Almighty. And in this day, we've got a very direct order. His prophet, after the seals were opened, he says, it's token time.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Too many times, that's just, you know, a little catchphrase, and we just kind of throw it around. I'm applying the token. Brother, sister, it's token time. The literal life of God is here again today. I believe that with all my heart. That's why I don't fear anything in this life, brother, sister. That sounds like pride, but I know the master of the wind. I know the one that backs me up. I know who backs up this word that I know is in my heart.
Amen.
The world could fall apart, but my world can't because mine's eternal. Hallelujah. Whew. And before those seals were opened, brother, sister, there was no way to live this life. I believe there was no way to intercede like we can now for the ignorance of people. Hallelujah. Because even though they have more access to knowledge than ever in the history of the world, they have access to distraction more than all the ages combined. So though God is so exposed, we know God has allowed this to happen. To see, you know, we understand the predestination of God, and God's going to find every one of them. But look, you're part of that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was just reading a quote not too long ago. He says, I wonder how many righteous grandmothers that have passed on whose prayers are still on the altar of God for their children. Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I believe that with all my heart. I believe I'm a product of that, if that's all right. Brother Bram says it's in the token. He's talking about applying it now. Well, listen. Believe for safety. Then apply. See? Here's what you want to believe for. See? You want your own safety. You believe for your safety. Did you apply it tonight? Well, you kind of had to come, didn't you? You believe for your safety. And then apply the token for the whole family. See? You say, how can I do that? And man, I'll tell you what, message believers, they just got a whole 50-page manual on how you do this. Don't they? Well, I mean, first, you know, you just got to get more humble and get more, or we'll go and get all carnal about statue of Pert, man. Well, you just ain't got quite enough patience yet, and that's why, and we begin to get legalistic, and we wonder why we're just spinning mud, because that ain't what God's telling us to do. Oh, man, I hope that didn't tear down a lot of your theology. It needs to go out, brother, sister. If you're trying to become that, you're never going to be it. If you know you already are that, and God is brought life to that, and that's what's pushing out. And if you'll just yield yourself, it'll automatically produce all things. You'll get somewhere. That's right. When you recognize the kingdom of God is truly righteousness in Christ and nowhere else, you will get somewhere in the kingdom, brother, sister. Here's how he says. You say, how can I do that? Claim it. If it worked on you, then you and the Word becomes one.
Exactly.
Amen. Amen. See? See, it works for both of you. You and the Word are one. Then apply it to your children. Apply it to your loved ones. Like Rahab did. She applied the token to her father. She applied it to her mother. She applied it to her brothers and sisters. And got them all in.
Amen.
You apply it and say, Lord, I'm going after my son. I'm going after my daughter. I claim her. Satan, you turn her loose. I'm coming after her. I apply my token, the Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, that lives within me. Catch my daughter there. I'm going to her now with your anointing upon me. He'll do it.
Amen.
Because this is what most message people miss it on that I've noticed. Believe in the token. You have to, brother, sister, or what message you believe in. But when they go to apply it, they almost believe like it would look like this. Rahab just went around thinking about it. Saying, oh man, if I just kind of stand here like this, they'll know this room. If I just kind of look the part, you know, well, maybe if I just, you know, sister, I'll just wear my hair long and wear dresses and men, I'll stop cussing and things. And maybe I can just stand here close enough to the Word that they'll come to it. And never give them any clear direction on what you're talking about. You don't trick people into the kingdom, brother, sister. It don't work. Nobody tricked you into it. No, it didn't. God don't play games like that. The devil plays games like that. The devil's the one that pulls one under the rug. That ain't what Jesus does, brother, sister. He said to the world, he said, I talk to them in parables, but not to you.
Amen.
He said, that's right, master. You speak plainly now. We understand. That's right. Amen. And God has done that in this day more than any day. But what did she do? When she applied the token, it first put feet on her faith and put her in action, brother, sister. She didn't just sit there and say, well, I hope so, maybe so. She went out and told them, Daddy, Mama, we got to get in there. We got to get in there. Why? It's going to be destroyed. Can't you fear the fear in this world? This world's falling apart. You need to get in Christ. Where's Christ? The baptism of the Holy Ghost. How do I get it? Acts 2:38. Just do it yourself. Come to the token. Come to it. Come to it. Well, what about this? Don't worry about that. Just get in the room. But I ain't got the right clothes on. Too late for that. We got to get in tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. See, we all trying to get sanctified. How about you just get saved? Sanctification comes because you got saved, not because you're getting good enough to get saved. What could the thief on the cross do but just die at that point? What? How far are we along the road, brothers? I don't know. We could be tomorrow. This could be the last time. The last time you get to talk to your child. The last time you talk to your brother. And what are you going to do at that time?
Sure.
You've got to say it, brother, sister. How? With faith in your heart. That, Lord, I'm not doing this presumptuously. I'm not venturing without authority. I've got authority. It was the Holy Ghost that said, I will make you my witness.
Amen.
And I've received the same thing they got on the day of Pentecost that made them witnesses. It's coming to me, and now I'm a witness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm not saying you can make them do it. No man can make anyone do it. They have to come of their own accord. But your faith, brother, sister, has to anchor. I know they will.
I know.
I'm convinced I can get them in.
Hallelujah.
Because not me doing the pulling, it's the God in me.
Amen.
Reaching out and pulling them in. Why? Because the God in another brother is what pulled me in.
Amen.
Don't tell me God got to you and didn't use a man. But if you got pulled to a man, you missed it. I think we got it. Glory to God. What a service. What a service. What a challenge to us, isn't it right? Our flesh hates this. Hates this. Why? I got too many problems, brother. How can I worry about somebody else? Look at all my problems. I barely get up in the morning. Come on. I don't even know how to walk anymore. Without, like I said, I can't even get moving without some coffee. I don't even know what to do anymore. You want me to pray for someone else? Or we're going to the spiritual side. Look at all these things I struggle with, man. Everywhere I go, it's just constant bombardment of the devil on every side. I got no time to pray for nobody else. And that's why you have all them problems. Because you don't ever pray for nobody else.
Right.
And you got a selfish devil on you.
That's right.
And you haven't recognized it yet. But I pray you have now. And if you had it, it's gone now.
Amen.
How? Stop listening to him, man.
Right.
How? Claim it. Believe it. Like, I'm not... Devil, shut up. I don't got no time for you no more. Anytime... Look, the devil, you know what he looks a lot like? Just go find a mirror.
Yeah.
You want to know what he sounds like? Just go listen to a recording of yourself. If he can impersonate angels and ministers, as the Bible says, how can he not impersonate you and I? He knows how to just say it, don't he? Oh, God understands. I'm always using Brother Dan. I don't know why. Dan, you've been working hard. You tired? I know that brother's on your heart, but you know it'll be all right. Just say your little, you know, God bless brothers. Okay, and go to bed. That's what he does. Does it to all of us, don't he? That's not intercessory prayer. That's intercessory hope. Well, I said something about it, so maybe God will do something with it. That ain't the way faith works, brother, sister. Faith is a revelation. It's been revealed to you. God has put this on my heart because it's going to change something.
Amen.
It's going to change something. My prayer's not just going to hit the ceiling and fall down. It's getting to the throne of God because it came from the throne of God.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When are you going to believe that the kingdom of God truly was the Holy Ghost that came in us?
Yes,
and it dwells in us. And it can never be shaken, brother, sister. I'm just going to, I was going to go somewhere. But if you want to see Jesus himself intercede for you and I, He did it. And go read this later. Can you do that for me? John 17. And go through there and read how He intercedes for you and I. And instead of just making it some general statement, really put yourself, He's praying for me. He's praying for me. He even says that. He says, I pray for them. He's talking to His disciples. And then He says, and for those that will believe because of their word.
Amen.
Are you a believer?
Amen.
Because of their word. Amen. Hallelujah. And if we receive a disciple in the name of disciple, we'll not lose our reward. If we receive a righteous man in the name of righteous man, we'll in no wise lose our reward. Now, why do we get that reward? Is it for you to just gloat about it, put it on a shelf? It's for you to give out. For you to just keep pushing. And the more, brother, sister, if you want success in Christ, whatever God does for you, just keep pumping it out.
Amen.
So how do I do that, brother? Well, when God heals you, what do you do with that healing?
Yeah.
Do you just go, oh man, I feel good. This is great. Hallelujah. Or do you go and say, you know what? I was hurting too. The Lord Jesus touched me.
Amen.
And I'm healed today.
Amen.
That's how you give it out. Why? Because the healing's not really what they need anyways. It's the faith that you had that produced the healing. Hallelujah. Because sometimes, as I said, and I'm going to close on this thought. Please read John 17 when you get a chance. Sometimes it does require action, brother, sister. Your faith, your prayers, that's the foundation of anything we do when we intercede. But many times God will say, okay, now's the time. Go help. Now's the time. Witness right here. You mean right here at this party that ain't? Yes, this is the time. Right here on the job or right in the middle of something. This is the time. Hallelujah. Because what did James say in the Bible? He says, look, if somebody comes to you naked and destitute of food, you can't just say, be warmed and filled. Hallelujah. No, that's hope. That's magic. That's not faith. Faith says, you know what? God's blessed me today. He's brought this need to me, and I'm more than willing to help you out.
Sure.
Let's stand together tonight. Why do you think I have prayer cloths up here today, brother, sister? Why do you think there were so many prayer requests for others? Because God knew what we were going to get fed today.
Amen.
And it ain't time to just, well, I'll go apply it here sometime. No, tonight, whatever you're interceding for. Have you got a new burden for it? I know I have. A new burden to say, you know what? I have a relationship with God, but is it just for me? Is it really just for me? Or can I do so much for others with this? We think if somebody give you $1 million or something, you know what you could do to bless others? Christ has put so much more in you than money could ever buy.
Sure.
Right. Amen.
What are we doing with it, brother, sister? I hope tonight we're saying, Lord, I want to use it for the kingdom. I want to watch every soul be blessed by what you've done in my life. Hallelujah. Do you know 5:13, let the book live in me? This book says F. If you don't know, it's 5:13. But that's my desire tonight is, Lord, let the Word of God live in me. Let it live out of me. I'm tired of it. I don't want to just read about it. I want to read about me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you find it 5:13, it won't take too long. Let the book live to me, dear Lord. Show me myself. Thy word, show me myself, and show me my Savior, and let the book say in me. Believe it with all your heart. With all your soul. Oh.
Shackles, not just for some selfish will that I can feel good, but Lord, that I can be a testimony to help someone else. And Lord, I come to you asking first, forgive me. And second, Lord, let me always believe in what you've done in my life. And that I've got a purpose in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone say, Lord, I'd rededicate myself to this purpose? I dedicate, oh, hallelujah, God bless you. Oh, just lift your voice and say, Lord, that's me. When the call went, I said, who would go for us? I said, Lord, here am I. Send me into your field. Glory to God. Glory to God. Christians, you need a refreshing tonight in the Holy Ghost? And claim it then. Claim it tonight. Accept it with all your heart and praise Him for it. That's how you do it. There ain't no rocket science to this. You just believe and confess it. You got them loved ones on your heart. You're interceding for them with all your soul. Say, Lord, I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel tonight. I'm praying. I'm laying them before the altar. Not in the hope so, maybe so. I believe so. Thank you, Lord. You got needs on your heart? Put them right there, brother, sister. He's fulfilled all of our needs tonight. Hallelujah. 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 You just need the presence of God. This is the time. Just surrender yourself to Him. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Just commune with the Lord tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to ask those that might have a need and would like prayer, I'd like you to come forward now in the atmosphere of faith. Is there anyone else? Oh, thank you, Lord. We've got the token. Look, and it's still good for you too, brother, sister. Don't just pass the buck. It is for you. God takes care of His own. Don't be burdened down with life. Don't be scared. Don't be in fear. Don't be in torment. Come to peace and safety and love and under the Spirit of God. Is that the only needs in the building tonight? Oh, blessed be Your name. Thank You, Jesus. Believe with all your heart. Don't leave here with a need. Leave here with your needs met. Leave with put the token right on it. Lord, I've received the Holy Ghost. I'm a purchased possession of Jesus Christ. And the Bible told me I should prosper in body as my soul prospers. Why am I sitting here afflicted? Lord, I believe it and I claim it. And I'm not paying no more attention to it. That'll be it. That'll be all she wrote. Because, well, actually all He wrote. Hallelujah. He already wrote it down, didn't He? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Let me pray with these two here. Jesus Christ.
With his children and his family, Lord. May each one of them find You, Lord, and be brought in before it's too late. Grant it, Father, we pray. We commit it to the Lord, and I thank You for it. In Jesus Christ's name. Faith to come and to endure against the enemy. And I pray, Lord, now everybody will receive strength against this sickness. Lord, if he's committed anything, Lord, I pray, forgive him. I know You have. Your blood's here. Wash it all away, Lord. May nothing hinder this prayer. I pray, receive my brother afresh, Lord, for the service of God in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lord, may they go for the healing, Lord, and salvation to, and peace and deliverance of the Holy Ghost. May it follow us as it did in handkerchiefs on St. Paul. May this do the same now. Be anointed by the Holy Ghost in prayer and faith. In Jesus Christ's name. Go in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, believe it with all your heart. Give Him praise. It's already done, brother, sister. Just let go of it and recognize it's been done. It's been completed. You're more than an overcomer.
Let go and let God.
Sing it with all your heart.
His wonderful way. Let go and let God.
Thank you, Lord. You believe that tonight?
Hallelujah.
You believe that with all your heart?
Yes. Praise God.
Thank the Lord. These things were written for us, brother, sister. These things were told because we're the bride of Christ. Here at the end time, applying this word as the prophet foresaw. Glory to God. You believe every promise in the book's yours tonight? Let's sing it to the Lord tonight. Let's sing.
Every promise in the book. Chapter, every verse, every line.
Come on, praise it now.
I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Thank the Lord.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line.
Yes, Lord.
I am trusting in His love.
You believe it tonight. Glory to God.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Every promise in the book is mine.
Give Him praise. It's already done.
Promise in the book is mine.
Sing it again tonight.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine.
Give me a hand clap of praise. Redemption, our families, it's all ours.